I think that's an excellent point, and I just want to follow up with that. The more we're occupied with the Lord Jesus, and the more we're viewing His glory in Scripture, we'll be like Moses. When Moses came off the mountain, he was full of his face. The glory of God shone on his face. And really, that's what we want. And just along that line, I found it interesting looking up at each of the details of each of these fragrances, each of these incense. The first one was a sweet gum that exuded from a storax tree, which I don't even know what that was, but it's like a poplar tree. And it has the actual word means to distill. And when the reason I bring that up is because Moses, who went up on that mountain and saw the glory of the Lord and came out, and everybody said, oh, it's too much for us, we can't handle that. In Deuteronomy 32, in Moses' song, listen to what he says. Now remember, the word means distill, okay? He says in verse 2, let my teaching drop as rain, my speech distill the dew, as the dew. As raindrop on a tender herb, and then it goes on, this as the showers on the grass, and so on. So he was emulating coming out of the presence of God and that glory of God shining on his face, and he could sing such a song. So the thing is to be occupied with the Lord. The next scent here, the next incense, actually comes from a shell. It comes from a mollusk, from the deep part of the sea that they would dig up. And then they would scrape it off and crush it, as Mark mentioned. And it would remind us the depth of the thought of the depth of the sea is, as we're occupied with Christ, it'll affect our hearts. And out of the depths of our heart, that's where our praise and prayer and praise ought to come. Not from our head, but out of the depths of our heart. And then the next one, the next fragrance, and notice I'm skipping all those names. I'm with him. The next one is a resonant that emits from a milky sap with a balsam odor. And it's actually kind of a bitter odor by itself. And so they mix it with this balsam odor. And it comes from the mountain, a high place in a mountain. And if you think about that, so from the depths of the sea, from the depths of our heart, he wants our prayer and praise, and as we're occupied with Christ. And then from the, it leads us then to the highest heights of worship. And I just enjoyed the variety here. I mean, it takes us from the dew, and then it takes us to the depths, and then it takes us to the heights. And then the next one is the fragrance itself. Was a white gum that comes from a tree that has to be scraped out of the tree or crushed and to be appreciated. And so all of these things speak of Christ. And that's the beauty of it.
Now, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, building off of that point, the comment that that Joe made before of a question, is there also an aspect of... like in the way that we worship, not being able to just bring whatever I feel like or what I enjoy into the worship? Because there's this aspect of, it says, that you can't just use it for what you enjoy. So there's the jealousy aspect that Mark mentioned before, but I wonder if there's also this aspect of not being able to just bring into the incense. You know, what if the priests had their own favorite flavor and they were like, let me bring in my favorite flavor instead of the one that was laid out, and whether that speaks of worshiping in spirit and in truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's very important. Also, the reference in Hebrews chapter 13 talks about the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. And in our offering, we also, so there's that part of our offering, the praise aspect of our prayer. And we have an object in view. We don't just kind of come and talk about, you know, whatever we want, like you said, the flavor of the month kind of thing. But we come and we are offering praise to His name, the one who has done this work. And on that same line, I wanted to just link a couple of other phrases. This incense had to be mixed together, but it says, and the New King James has the phrase in verse 35, a compound according to the art of the perfumer. Mm. The King James says, compounded according to the art of the apothecary. This was something to be skillfully put together, and maybe we could say that the skill is that God himself takes what we offer. You know, we have the expression in one of the hymns, to all our prayers and praises, he adds, we sang that, right? In fact, 114, right? Yeah. He adds his sweet perfume. You didn't just play around with this, but if there was an imperfection, you know, the incense of the high priest, the censer of the high priest would be contained with the proper incense, and he would add the incense to the offering so that it would be offered in a way that is satisfactory to God. And I'd like to say one more thing before we just sort of make some closing remarks or comparative remarks. There was a small group of people among the nation of Israel who actually smelled like this incense all the time. Who would that be? The priests that were offering, that's right. So Aaron himself is offering this incense, and he would not be using it for himself, and yet just by spending time in the presence of that incense altar, he would have that aroma, that fragrance. I'd like to link a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Mm-hmm. It was mentioned a little bit ago in other, or a couple days ago in other contexts, but 2 Corinthians 2, we should get this point also. Second Corinthians 2, verse 14, and really to the end of the chapter, but I'll just give a few phrases. Verse 14 speaks about the end of that verse. Well, let's start to read the whole verse. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Verse 15, we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Now, notice in verse 16, it talks about the others who make an assessment of this aroma. Some who are heading to death, to them it's a smell of death. They don't want to smell it. To those who are heading to life, they're thrilled to have the aroma of life, the fragrance of life. But really, we are to God a fragrance of Christ. God appreciates the composition of that fragrance. Others are going to notice that aroma, really. When we've spent time at the presence of the altar of incense and the perfect composition that Christ is as an offering of incense to God, we will just accidentally, if you might say it that way, just incidentally is a better word, we will have that aroma. We don't make it so that we smell that way. We don't make it for ourselves, but just it happens. We spend time where that fragrance is, and it happens. And God appreciates the fragrance of Christ. Others have a response to it also, but God appreciates it. Just because we're almost out of time, I'd like to make one other remark. And then there are no doubt a few others maybe that can be made too. But if you turn back just briefly to Leviticus 38, I just found this very interesting.